On Alabama Livestock News, I'm a Southeast AgNet. Well, we told you last week that organic livestock operations were talked about at the recent Alabama Cattlemen's Association convention by those who stopped by the Alabama Natural Resources Conservation Service booth. Randall Hastings of Baldwin County was one of the producers they had in the booth, talking with others about how this new program through NRCS is working on his operation.
Dr. Puckett with the NRCS and all the committee people are really wanting to help us promote this. And as consumers starting to ask for it, somebody needs to grow it. And we are blessed in this country to grow grass. And basically just through the EQIP programs, they're actually working with us. There's a program that you can work with to help the transformation from conventional farming to grass-fed or organic type farming. Most time it takes about 3 years to let your land convert to organic type. And they'll work with you on that conversion.
Hastings has been involved in raising grass-fed beef for some time now and said this new organic program through NRCS has been a great fit for his operation.
And as I travel around the state and talk to people and find that we all as cattlemen are looking for a way to make it. The cattle industry has been struggling and with the economy. But at first, I'd like to call it a niche market we were trying to get into. But this organic grass-fed movement is here. The clientele of people are looking, and someone needs to grow it.
And thus, Hastings said this is a great new program that cattle producers need to look into.
They have some new programs and have some new incentive programs for young farmers through the NRCS. With these programs that's available and with the things they have offering, it's a win-win situation.
Cattle producers interested in learning more about this new opportunity are encouraged to contact their local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.